Hi there, everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast. And it is often said that all political careers end in failure. Now, it sounds a bit harsh, that, but if you think about it, it's got a lot of substance behind it, that little comment. And so we read that Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a make-or-break Prime Minister's questions as potentially dozens of Conservatives threaten to put in new no-confidence letters today after his car crash Partygate interview. We're reading the details in this. They're calling it, the media is, of course, using derogatory language to present this. They're calling it the pork pie plot. Why is it the pork pie plot? Because one of the MPs apparently plotting lives in Melton Mowbray, the home of the pork pie. And that's why it's the pork pie plot. And what they're saying is, what the media is trying to say is, oh, well, this is all these dozens of red wall MPs. These are the MPs who won their seats in what were solid Labour constituencies, mostly in the north of England. In 2019, they became MPs, basically on the back of Brexit. Not on the back of Boris Johnson, on the back of Brexit. They became MPs because people in those areas wanted the UK to be a sovereign country again. And boy, has that proven to be a bit of a pipe dream. But anyway, these MPs have seen what Boris Johnson's doing. They've seen the lies. They've seen the obfuscation. They've seen the huge tax increases which has come in the way of their constituents in the spring. They're seeing the huge increase in energy prices. They're seeing all this. And I think they're seeing that they're going to lose their jobs next time there's a general election. So they think that Boris Johnson needs to go. And contrary to what the media said, they're not alone. There are other non-red wall MPs as well who want to see the back of Boris Johnson. So it's going to be really interesting today. Boris Johnson, I think at noon, faces Prime Minister's questions, and he's going to have to put in one hell of a performance because it is clear that these people, these certainly dozens of these MPs, have already made their mind up that there needs to be a leadership contest. And that leadership contest is triggered if 54 letters, I believe, go in to Sir Graham Brady of the 1922 Commission. So I understand, I could be wrong, but that the threshold of 54 letters has been reached. The media is not sure about that, but it's certainly circulating on in political circles that threshold has already been reached. So Sir Graham Brady could call a leadership contest at any point today, this morning, tomorrow, whenever. But we don't know the exact number. And of course, in typical way, those surrounding Boris are attacking those who have put in their letters seeking a change. So the usual infighting that accompanies these situations, which will further destroy Conservative fortunes in the opinion polls. Because if there's one thing the electorate don't like, they don't like a party that fights against itself. That's the one thing, sort of politics 101. If a party fights against itself, it will be it'll defeat itself. And that seems to be very much what's happening with the Tories at the moment. And, you know, we've seen rebellion after rebellion when it comes to the Johnson administration, culminating, I suppose, in the almost 100 MPs who voted against his Plan B measures, which he's now apparently going to tear up, which demonstrates the power of, well, the fear that the Johnson regime has of its own people. So it's scared of its own members. And, you know, therefore, in order to try and assuage their anger, yeah, they'll junk the Plan B restrictions, which mightn't do what the globalists exactly are looking for from Boris. So he needs to watch. They don't abandon him too, because he's not been a good little boy and continues to implement tyranny like we see on the other side of the channel with the French and the Italians, the Germans, the Austrians. Oh, lots of tyranny over there. We haven't quite seen that scale here, but then we've got a longer tradition of democracy in the UK than they have in the European continent, if we're being honest about it. Hello, Germany, 1930s. Hello, Austria, 1930s. Hello, Italy, 1930s. Hello, France. So we know you. We know where your history is, just like we know our own history. So it'll be interesting to see what happens today. Will there be a leadership challenge called? Will the Prime Minister put in a bravura performance at PMQs at midday? I don't know. I really don't know. I think a lot of people detect that Boris Johnson is just insincere. That's really the problem. I suppose if the guy was more sincere, people might be prepared to give him a second look. But it's obvious. And I think if you look back to his time as London mayor and over the years, one of the distinguishing characteristics of Boris Johnson, he'll say and do anything to get in power. But once he's in power, that seems to be the end of the road for this guy. He doesn't seem to have any fixed principles. Therefore, on that basis, he just wanders where the breeze takes him. And so that's why once he got into Downing Street, yes, there was Partygate after Partygate. Yes, his staff were partying the night before the Duke of Edinburgh was buried. Yes, at a time when Her Majesty was forced to sit alone, as did many citizens at funerals, at end-of-life moments with family. Downing Street were partying like it's 1999 or maybe 1984, more appropriate, I suppose. And so there's been this rampant hypocrisy during the Johnson years. So in truth, I do hope that he goes. I can't abide him. And as I said before, it doesn't matter to me that I know the others are just as bad. I get that. I mean, I have no time for Liz Truss, little time for Rishi Sunak. The regime needs completely changed. And I don't trust the legacy parties. I don't trust these conservatives anyway. But I just think today is going to be a kind of make or break day for Boris Johnson. So will today mark the beginning of the fall of Boris Johnson? If so, he will prove to be another prime minister that can't even last one election cycle. What does that tell you about the state of Britain in 2022?